With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. Evidence emerging of yet another potential assassination attempt against President Trump.
The FBI has revealed it discovered a suspicious hunting stand in a tree in Palm Beach, Florida, with a direct line of sight to where Air Force One lands locally. The potential sniper position was spotted last Thursday as part of an extensive sweep and kept under watch, but the news wasn't announced until yesterday with confirmation from FBI Director Patel.
That is George Williams reporting. The Senate is set to vote today on whether to reopen the government. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it makes no sense for Democrats to keep the government shut down.
It is the same bill that they themselves supported just 7 months ago, and Chuck Schumer gave impassioned speeches on the floor about how it was the only option.
White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says Democrats should not use the shutdown to try and make a case for increased spending on health care.
If they want to have policy disputes, they could do it through regular order. But just shutting down the government and making 750,000 government workers not get their paychecks is just unacceptable to the president.
With all the talk about the need for critical minerals, economist Stephen Moore says rather than pressure China for more, the U.S. should simply mine, baby, mine.
The country in the world that has the most critical minerals is the United States.
Americans say they're increasingly concerned about their ability to find a good job, according to AP NORC Center poll.
High prices for groceries, housing, and health care persist as a fear for many households, while rising electricity bills and the cost of gas at the pump are also sources of anxiety, according to the survey. Some 47% of U.S. adults are, quote, not very or not at all confident that they could find a good job if they wanted to, an increase from 37% when the question was last asked in October of 2023. Electricity bills are a major source of stress for 36% of U.S. adults. Just more than one half said the cost of groceries are a major source of financial stress, and about 4 in 10 said the cost of housing and health care were a serious strain.
That is Bernie Bennett, and this is SRN News. A Wisconsin abortion clinic holds a contest.
The All Community Clinic in Milwaukee has been asking local people to come up with a nickname for their new aspiration machine, which is used in abortion. The Instagram post reads, quote, "Think of the bragging rights, street cred, and the boost to your resume when you tell everyone you named an abortion machine," unquote. The clinic is making money on the contest, charging $10 for each name submitted and more money to vote on the eventual winner. Michael Harrington reporting.
Clergymen and pro-family advocates are worried about how many Americans are embracing gambling, and the governor of Illinois is among them. Democrat J.B. Pritzker reported a gambling windfall of $1.4 million on his federal tax return this week. Pritzker, a billionaire who's being touted as a possible 2028 presidential candidate, told reporters he drew several winning hands in blackjack. This is SRN News. President Trump says the U.S. could purchase Argentinian beef in an attempt to bring down prices for American consumers, but he shut down a report on Air Force One who seemed to suggest the purchase would really be for the purpose of trying to help the country's struggling libertarian leader.
They're fighting for their life. Nothing's benefiting Argentina. They're fighting for their life. You understand what that means? They have no money. They have no anything. They're fighting so hard to survive. If I can help them survive in a free world, I happen to like the president of Argentina.
It's a war of words between President Trump and Colombian leader Gustavo Petro over illegal drugs, with hundreds of millions of dollars in American aid hanging in the balance. Mr. Trump says he'll slash U.S. assistance and enact tariffs because Colombia's leftist president, in his words, does nothing to stop drug production, and he also calls them an illegal drug leader. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.